Hare Krishna.
So we're gonna, this is the topic, accessing Nama. I want to read two verses from Nama Mahatmya, Sri Nama Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He describes the glories of the holy name. What power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name, entering the core of my heart through the holes of my ears, showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves onto the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body shivers again and again, and my feet cannot remain still. That's just the first two verses of the glories of the holy name. The glories of the holy name are unlimited. So I thought what we would do this afternoon is discuss a little bit about how we can actually perhaps access some of these glories that are described, which we are not able to access at our level. So the very first thing I would like you all to do is answer this 10-minute confidential heart tester. It's confidential, so I will not ask you your score individually, so you don't need to worry. You can be very honest. I'm going to distribute these sheets. Somebody can help me. Oops, Krishna. So I'm not going to ask you the score. You can just go through these different categories of things here and just mark yourself and add up your score. I can just quickly read them. So if you have any question on any of them, you can ask. Do you see any of the following in yourself? Indecisiveness, envy, attachment to things not related to Krishna, inability to keep vows, rules, regulations, desire for recognition, inconsistency in endeavor to be in Krishna consciousness, tendency to enjoy material facilities, regular struggle with mind and senses, false confidence and enthusiasm, inability to overcome bad habits, desire for material facility, propensity to cheat and find fault, desire for liberation, taste for sensual pleasure, interest in mystic powers, desire for heavenly comforts. Category B. Do you ever commit nama aparad, seva aparad, vaishnava aparad, offense to other living entities or jiva aparad? Do you sometimes wonder who you really are and what Krishna's position as Supreme Personality of Godhead actually is? Do you sometimes feel unsure about the process and goal of bhakti? What is favorable and unfavorable for your Krishna consciousness? When you chant, do you sometimes feel sleepy, experience distraction, feel indifference, disinterested, or are you inattentive sometimes? Sometimes. Doesn't happen to us too much. So you can take a few minutes to just score yourself. Yes. False confidence. So false confidence is basically that, you know, you really feel like you can do it. You know, that kind of confidence. It's not confidence coming from Krishna. Our ability to do anything actually comes from Krishna. But it's described, we're going to discuss it a little bit more later, but Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes this as Utsahamayi. Basically, it's like a child who goes to school and he learns ABC. You know, the teacher is also writing on the board ABC. So the child thinks, I'm same as teacher, and he feels very confident. She writes ABC, I write ABC. Okay, it's offenses to the holy name. Do you know the offenses to holy name? Okay. We can go through it quickly. It's the offenses that we recite every morning. Maybe you're not familiar. The 10 offenses to the holy name. Starting with inattention. Seva aparadha is offenses in our service while serving the deities. So, offenses while doing deity worship, and Vaishnava aparadha is offenses to Vaishnavas, basically offending them in some way. What kind? Yeah, there's a whole long list. So I'm just trying to keep it short here. But like, for example, offense to other living entities, jiva aparadha. Let's say there's a mosquito. There's different ways you can deal with, you know, how you deal with a mosquito that's bothering you. Somebody in the mode of ignorance will just go pachak and it's done. That's the end of that jiva. That's jiva aparadha. Somebody in the mode of passion, you know, may use some, you know, mosquito repellent kind of stuff, like good night you get in India. You know, somebody in mode of goodness may use something that actually doesn't harm that jiva, but still something, yeah. Most of you done? Scoring yourself? It's easy, I think. Not a difficult test. How many of you need more time? You need more time? Okay. We'll give you 2 more minutes. All right, maybe it's just a minute more. All right. So I promised that I won't ask you the score. But I need to have some sense of where you all are. So I won't ask, you know, individually, but I want a show of hands. Who has a score of less than 5? You have a score less than, we have a Mahabhagavat devotee amongst us. No. Who has a score of less than 10? You have a score of less than 10. Very good. Okay. Okay. Who has a score less than 15? Okay. You have a score less than 15. Very good.
Don't be so surprised.
Very good. I'm very happy to see that we have some, you know, nice sadhakas here. Okay. Who has less than 20? Okay, good. All right. So it's an indication that we have some work to do, right? Some work to do. Some work to do before we enter Vrindavan. Yes. So this is our journey back home. I have a staircase back to Godhead. I wish it was so easy. So it starts with Shraddha. And the next is Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti. They're really the three next stages, but in a sense, I put them together because they kind of happen together in a sense. Because Adav Shraddha is where somehow something has shaken us in our faith in all the material things that we've done in the material world. Somehow we come in contact with devotees and invest a little faith in Krishna consciousness. That is Sadhu Sangha. And then we start doing Bhajana Kriya, our devotional service. And as a result of that, naturally, if one is doing those two things properly, what should happen is Anartha Nivritti. Anartha Nivritti is removal of the unwanted things within our heart. And usually this is the stage that takes a long time. So the next step is Nishtha. Nishtha means one is very steady, quite steady. It takes a lot for the faith to get shaken. And then there is Ruchi, where one actually has a taste for chanting the holy name. It's not like the taste that we experience once in a while. We get a little glimmer of something. Oh, maybe holy name actually is worth chanting. Not that kind. But really taste. They can't stop chanting. And then there's intense attachment. And then bhava. Bhava is, it's called premankur, meaning it's like the little sprout, seedling of prema. And then there is prema. So here's the sadhaka marching along. So based on, you know, the scores that we got, what do you think our level of advancement is? Which step are we on in the previous? Yeah, so step two. Step two is our stage. So the obvious, you know, logical question then is, okay, how do I get to Nishtha, right? That's the next stage we want to get to. Because it helps to know where we're going and what that looks like. You know, having a goal and knowing what that goal looks like makes it much easier for us to focus our attention and then get there. Like in the morning also we were talking, without a goal, you know, without a sankalpa, we may do things. But oftentimes then we just get caught in the immediate things and we don't have like a long-term vision. A lot of you are in the IT field, right, in Seattle. So, you know, for project plans or whatever, you have a long-term goal and then you have like 1 year vision or 2 year vision and then what you need to do in 1 month. So, let's just look at what is Nishtha. Nishtha means to have the quality of steadiness. And how does one reach there? Though a person tries for steadiness in bhajan every day, while anarthas are still present, he will not attain it. And why is that? This is due to 5 persistent obstacles. After the stage of anartha nivritti, when these obstacles are almost completely destroyed, one achieves steadiness. Thus the symptom of Nishtha is the absence of these 5 obstacles. So what do we have to do? So what we're going to look at in this 1 hour. Actually, there's so much material, so we'll see how much we can cover. What I'd like to do is look at what are the symptoms of someone who is blocked by anarthas. so that we recognize very clearly what are those anarthas, what is the root cause of the anarthas, and what is the solution. And then we can apply ourselves and reach the stage of nishtha. So Maharaj kind of briefly touched on it in the morning class. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes 6 stages of anartha nivritti, or they are the symptoms of anishtita. Anishtita means you're not on the nishta stage. So, and also you can notice there is this arrow here which goes from ignorance to goodness. So we're going to go from down, ignorance, and progress upward. So utsahamai, so someone was asking, what is false confidence or enthusiasm? You know, just like the example I gave. You know, somebody, you know, a little kid is going to school, first day he learns ABC or 1, 2, 3, and, you know, he thinks, oh, I'm as good as my teacher, and, you know, he's feeling a lot of confidence. So we see that in our initial stages of Krishna consciousness where, you know, we get up for Mangal Arati 1 or 2 days, and the day we come, somehow, maybe Maharaj doesn't come or some other senior devotee doesn't come, and we think, ha, it's so nice to be in Mangal Arati, and, you know, I wonder what happened to this person, you know. We may very quickly jump to such conclusions. So it's enthusiasm that's not based on deeper realization, basically. Then there is ganatharala, there is sporadic endeavor, which is thick and thin. Ganatharala means thick and thin. So one day we feel all inspired and we chant 16 rounds, and next day we don't even chant 1 round. Some people are nodding their head in the audience. Sounds familiar. We can't keep our determination. Then there is vyuda, vikalpa. There's indecision or extensive speculation. So basically, it's speculation that's not based on shastra. You can do philosophical speculation, but this is speculation that's not based on shastra. A classic example Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives is, you know, a brahmachari, or not a brahmachari, a new devotee is, you know, trying to decide, should I get married, should I not get married? Then he'll read one part of the shastra and think, I should get married. I can really serve very nicely as a grihastha. And then next day he reads something else and he thinks, no, I should be a celibate. And he just like vacillates. Then there is Vishaya Sangara. The struggle with the senses, desire for enjoyment, too much struggle. So, you know, we might be part of like a nice kirtan, like Anish Prabhu was just leading a nice kirtan. And we think we're very absorbed, right? And then maybe the pujari comes and, you know, he's bringing a tray of pizza to offer to their lordships. And like we start drooling over it. It's just like uncontrolled senses. Of course, I'm exaggerating. We don't quite do that. But you get the point. Niyamakshama. This is inability to improve. So we think, you know, we hear a nice lecture. And we think, from tomorrow, you know, I'm going to do this. And tomorrow comes and something else happens. We're not able to keep our vows. Oh, every Ekadasi, I'm going to chant 25 rounds every Ekadasi. And then Ekadasi comes, maybe not this time, we'll see next time. And then there is Tarangarangini. Sounds like my name. But Tarangarangini is where one is actually enjoying the fruits of facilities that come just by performing devotional service. You know, before we become devotees, a few people know us. You know, not too many people. After we become devotees, so many people. Mataji, Prabhu, do you need this? Do you need that? And so much honor, so much recognition. And Krishna gives Lakshmi and, you know, just all these things. And there's a tendency as things are passing through our hands for them to stick on our hand. This is what is Tarangarangini. Very dangerous. Maharaj was talking about it also. Labha Puja Pratishtha. Another way that's also described is 5 persistent obstacles faced on the path to nishtha. One is laya, or sleep. You know, typically you see it, you know, anything, you know, pick up Bhagavatam or pick up Bhagavad Gita immediately or pick up the bead bag and, you know, feel sleepy. But, you know, you do something else, that's fine. Vikshepa, distraction. I mean, each of these things, we can do a whole seminar in it, but I'm just like touching on things here. Apratipati is indifference or disinterest. So you're not sleepy. You're not distracted, but yet, it's like you can't be bothered. Okay, holy name is there, I'm there. Goes on, you know. Indifference, there's not interest. Then there is kashaya. Kashaya is tendency towards bad habits. So maybe we've overcome sleepiness, distraction, and indifference. But then there's kashaya, which is like, you know, maybe we wake up early in the morning with great determination to chant arounds, and then we chant for half an hour, and then I'm feeling tired, maybe I'll just go back to bed. And then it becomes a habit for some people. Like, I know of devotees who've been practicing for like 15 years, and this is like their practice. They wake up at 2 o'clock, chant like, you know, 10 rounds or something, and then they go back to bed till 7 o'clock, you know. It just becomes such a bad habit. It's difficult to break it. And rasaswad, taste for sense pleasure. It's similar to vishaya sangara, but a little different. So, the holy name, you know, it's like the sun, and the sun is always shining. It's, you can see the sun there, kind of, you know. It was a little darker, you can see better, but... So the sun is always shining, and Maharaj was talking about this point also in the morning. But if you are under the clouds, you cannot see the sun. You know, when I was coming to Seattle, you know, there was so much like, you know, the flight was, so much disturbance was there, you know, shaking because of too much clouds. And they were trying to go above the clouds so that, you know, it can be smooth. So one who is above the clouds, they can see the sun. But if you're below the clouds, you can see the sun. And so as long as these anarthas are blocking our heart, even the holy name has all the potency and, you know, it's willing to give, we can't access it. So there's four categories described very quickly. There's Hridaya Darbalyam. Hridaya Darbalyam is basically like we know better, but still we can't keep up with it. Krishna, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, like one of the first verses that Krishna speaks, he says, Shudram Hridaya Darbalyam. He chastises Arjuna. He says, where have these petty weaknesses of heart come upon you, Arjuna? You know, you're acting like an Aryan. You're supposed to be an Aryan. You should know, Aryan is supposed to do is that they know how, what is the path to self-realization, but you're acting like you don't know it. So, weakness of heart manifests like this, attachment to things not related to Krishna, propensity to cheat and find fault, envy, desire for recognition. Then there is Tattva Vibhrama. There's four kinds of illusion. There's illusion about one's identity, about position of Krishna. So we get doubts sometimes. You know, is Krishna really the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You know, things are not working, you know. Or, you know, does this process really work, about the process and goal of bhakti, about what opposes devotional progress. And then there's Asat Trishna. Trishna means like a thirst. It's thirst for the impermanent. It'd be good to have Krishna Trishna. But we have Asat Trishna for worldly pleasures. Maybe we don't have so much heavenly pleasures and mystic powers and liberation by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We don't have those thirsts, but we have for worldly pleasures. And then finally, Aparad. So Aparad is four categories, Nama, Seva, Vaishnava, and Jiva. So what are some, you know, of course there's all these manifestations, but some categories of manifestations. They give birth to actually these six enemies: lust, anger, greed, and illusion, pride, envy. And they also beget these six waves, it's described: distress, illusion, hunger, thirst, old age, and death. And basically, these are the things that are the source of our entanglement in this world, source of all miseries. And as long as they're there, the creeper of devotion doesn't grow. However, all these anarthas, you know, there is one root of all these anarthas. Who knows what's the root of all the anarthas? Inattentive chanting, yeah. The root of all aparadhas is inattentive chanting. And it is called pramada. Pramada means, mada means what? Madness. Pra means very. Too much mad. So why is it that inattentive chanting is called too much madness? What do you think? Why? Someone? Okay. In spite of knowing what it can cause, we're still inattentively chanting. What else? Oh, yes, Prabhu. Okay. Okay. That's true. But my question specifically is, why is it called pramada, or too much madness, when we are inattentive? Why? When do you call a person mad? Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you have a big treasure, and you know, we're just like throwing it in the trash. Basically, something like that. You know, Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, they've come, they've given us the ticket back to Godhead, but we're just like squandering it. So that would be madness. or another way to look at it is just like you invite a great person and you ignore them or treat them really badly. That would be madness, you know. If, Bill Gates or Obama or, you know, someone else comes, you wouldn't like invite them and then ignore them. You would be called crazy, you know. So madness. So this is the verse Maharaj was referring to in the morning that we chant sometimes in the morning after we recite the 10 offenses or before we recite the 10 offenses. Bahu janma kari adi shravana kirtana tabutana pai krishna pade premadana. Would you like to read the translation? Caught you off guard.
To chant the holy name for many births, he will not get the love of Godhead that is the ultimate goal of his chanting, of this chanting.
Yeah. And quite often, we do recite this in the end, you know. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting, right? We recite the 10 offenses and then we recite that. And, you know, there's a tendency to think that because it's in the end, you know, we don't pay so much attention. But actually in Vedic culture, the thing that's most important is spoken of in the end. So this is actually the most important thing. So I want us to take a look at this pramada a little bit more carefully. Someone can read this? Inattentiveness. Go ahead, Prabhu.
Are synonymous. Negligent chanting sows the seeds of anarthas which soon fructify.
That's scary.
Pramada or inattentiveness is of the three kinds. Audashirya, Jadya, and Vikshepa.
Yeah, we'll look at what each of those are. Okay. Arun Prabhu, read that.
Vikshepa is the most dangerous, for as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, distraction in chanting produces a type of illusion causing serious offenses against the holy name that are very difficult to overcome. This illusion leads to craving for wealth, the opposite sex, position, success, and even cheating. When these attractions cover the heart, the offender loses interest in chanting the holy name. Harinam Chintamani, chapter 12.
Yeah. And here's something that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. If one hears and chants without trying to give up offenses, one becomes materially attached to sense gratification. So we've all come from the background of sense gratification, but the nature is that after you start chanting and practice devotional service, but if we keep committing aparad, you know, there's a tendency for more desires for sense gratification to come, you know, attachment to women and wealth and, you know, these kind of things. And it happens even to big, big devotees sometimes if they're not very careful. So we'll just look at these different categories here. Audasinya. Audasinya is apathy or indifference. There's no fixed resolve in the bhajan. So what to do when one is doing that, feeling that way? Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggests these remedies. He says you should chant in the association of saintly devotees and imbibe their mood. That's the whole purpose of japa retreats, that, you know, somehow we come in the association of those who are trying to sincerely chant. And by that, something rubs off. Associating with such devotees, take up their discipline. Chant with Tulsi Devi or at the pastime places of Krishna and his devotees. Chanting in front of Tulsi Devi is extremely powerful. It's a practice that Haridas Thakur had, or Namacharya. He would chant in front of Tulsi. So if anyone is really struggling with their chanting, just go sit in front of Tulsi and chant your rounds. Very powerful. Because Tulsi is the giver of bhakti. So, you'll feel the difference. Perform as much Nam Sankirtan as possible. That's a common thing for all the things. So the more you chant, the more that helps. Even if it is inattentive chanting, but you just keep chanting, it helps you to go deeper. So that's why tomorrow we have 64 rounds, a lot of chanting. So we can, you know, go deeper in our chanting, even if it's dry, it doesn't matter. But because it's 64 rounds, then you keep doing it, and you get some realization from it, and especially in the association of devotees. Jadya is laziness in chanting or interrupting it to do something else or to take rest, right? So we're chanting and then, you know, we remember something, put the bead bag aside, and then, you know, go do the task, come back, pick up the bead bag, just like right in the middle of the round or something. That's not nice. Anyway, because chanting is a service. It's a service to Radha and Krishna. And while serving Radha and Krishna, nothing else is more important than that. You don't just put Radha Krishna aside and say, okay, wait, you know, I just need to. There's a nice, can't remember the details of it. I think it was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji or Jagannath Das Babaji, I don't remember. But just about, you know, putting the chanting aside. So there was one devotee, very nice devotee, but then a guest comes and he receives them while chanting and, you know, he offers water and everything. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji like chastises him and he says, you know, he's a farmer, he knows where to get water. Why do you have to, you know, put your chanting aside and, you know, go give him water? So that doesn't mean that we don't treat our guests. That's not the point I'm making. We do honor our guests. But the point is just that it's very, you know, it's the most important thing you can do. You don't just, like, be so negligent about it. So what to do about it? Associate with devotees who don't waste time engaging in useless talk or activity. Observe them carefully and try to follow their example. Perform as much Nam Sankirtan as possible. And then finally, vikshepa, or distraction, or misplaced attention of mind. Maybe someone else can read. Navkishore Mataji, would you like to read?
Vikshepa, distraction, misplaced attention of the mind, defense. Regularly check if you are chanting sincerely. Concentrate on the quality of your chanting and pronounce the mantra clearly. Make a constant effort to fix the mind on hearing Nama. Try to absorb yourself in more chanting on Ekadasis, appearance days, etc. Regularly spend some time alone in a quiet place trying to concentrate deeply on your chanting. Take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and chant with his japa tape. Perform as much Nam Sankirtana as possible. Beg the holy name for his mercy with genuine humility.
Okay. So, if we want to traverse the full path, we want to reach the top step to Radha and Krishna, we have to become attentive or conscious. There's no two ways about it. We can't reach that step without becoming conscious. And there's some encouragement here also. Okay, before that. Okay, I forgot the slide. Okay, the bird of the mind. So because the mind is the main thing that comes in our way. The bird of the mind flies on two wings, the past and future. Maharaj was referring to this also. The mode of ignorance makes us, you know, lament about the past. Oh, you know, I wish I had done that. Oh, this, oh, that, you know. And future is the mode of passion. You know, we're thinking how we can do this, how we can do that, how we can create this, how we can create that. But watch it. Both the mode of passion and ignorance, again, it's all this I-centeredness, right? So here's a nice thing you can tell your mind. Oh, mind, cut those wings. Be here now. Just hear, chant, and remember, and let me learn to love, serve, and surrender. So there's many prayers. I can send you these prayers because of time. We won't have enough time to go through all these things. So there's many ways we can try to work on these different anarthas. But I'm going to focus on one thing, which is kind of like the theme of the retreat, as Maharaj said, the false ego, you know, how to get out of that. I can send the whole content of the PowerPoint by email. I can maybe email to Prabhu or Nandasutta Prabhu and they can forward it to all of you. So there's all these helpful prayers given by our acharyas. So you can chant these prayers, you know, before you start your rounds or in between. In between meaning not like, you know, you're looking at the prayer and chanting on the other side, but you know, just stop for 2 minutes and refocus. So there's many prayers. So Krishna says, as today morning also we were discussing, that if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. So I really want all of us to kind of catch this point. The struggle we have in our material existence and the struggle with anarthas for devotees who are practicing for many years, you know, the struggle we have with our anarthas, inability to overcome them, it's just one simple thing. Become conscious while you're chanting. Become conscious of Krishna. And all the obstacles we can pass just by this one thing. But it's not so simple because to become conscious of Krishna, it's no cheap thing. So in the morning, we were discussing the Agasura pastime. And Agasura was very envious of the cowherd boys who were playing with Krishna. And there's a verse that describes that how could they get this fortune of, you know, being with Krishna. They have done tons and tons and tons of pious activities. And what are these pious activities? These are not just punya karma, you know, like the material kind of punya karma. These are tons of spiritual, you know, it's bhakti unmukhi sukriti. Those of you who have done nectar of devotion, you know what I'm talking about. It's that kind of sukriti. And it's not casual performance. One has to really contact the internal energy of Krishna. And that is fully available in the holy name. So we have to really become conscious. You do that and, you know, stuff just gets removed very quickly, very quickly. So oftentimes, you know, this is how we feel while we are, you know, in the stage of anartha nivritti. We feel like, you know, we're here and there's such a big gap and we want to be there and, you know, how to make the jump, really. It's like, we feel like you'll fall. So, Kapila Dev, in the third canto, he describes 81 different ways of practicing devotional service. So we don't have time to discuss that. But just very briefly, there's like three main categories. The reason I'm mentioning that is just, you know, how to fill this gap. So one person, he may just like mechanically, you know, do things. And if you keep mechanically doing things, what happens? You're not going to be able to make that jump. What will happen is he'll fall down. He'll drown. Or, you know, he'll find some false shores. You know, this is a mountain. But let's imagine, you know, like the material world is also called as an ocean, right? So he will drown or he'll find some false shores. Or, you know, so false shores meaning like he'll just pretend, you know, to be a good devotee and so on. But really, there's no depth. There's no relationship with Krishna, heart of hearts. Another devotee may be more in the mode of passion kind. And they're very, very determined. You know, they really want to work on things. And they put so much effort. But, you know, they depend on themselves. You know, so it's like the classic doership tendency. So I'm going to do it. So today I learned, okay, this is, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you know, anartha nivritti, these are the things, so I'm going to address it. 1, 2, 3, 4, I got it all and I'm going to do it. Right? So what's going to happen to such a person? What will happen? He may also drown. He may also find false shores. Right? And another thing can happen with such a person. It is described that such a person can actually even reach up to the stage of bhava, but he'll never attain prema. He will just like, you know, be there, but then he'll come back down or something like that. So, but there's a third kind. We want to be the third kind. What is the third kind? The third kind realizes, I don't have the strength to make this big leap, make the big jump. So what am I going to do? I'm going to turn to someone who can help me. Like, you know, this child jumping into the arms of the father. So we turn to Krishna. We call out for mercy. So essentially what I'm getting to is Shikshashtaka 3. That's what I'm getting to. This is the secret. If we want to get from the stage of anartha nivritti to the stage of nishtha, this is the formula. This is the formula that Lord Chaitanya gives us. This is the formula that Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about in his Bhajana Rahasya. He speaks about it. That this is the verse we have to apply in our life. And oftentimes what happens as devotees that we've heard this verse so much, it's like you hear humility one more time and it's like, All right, you know, talk about something else. You know, we know about it. So we think that it's too much. It's something that, you know, we feel like we can't really get to right? That's what we feel. Yeah, it's there, but, you know, how do I get to it, really? But the thing is, this is the secret, and I wanted to tell you a little secret of how to develop humility. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us that the way to develop humility is, the step before that is tolerance. By developing tolerance, we can develop humility. I'll give you a little example. I heard this in one lecture actually. Sachinandan Maharaj was describing this. So he had a good friend or a Baba who lived at Govardhan. So Sachinandan Maharaj was visiting Govardhan, and he just saw this Baba, and he was offering obeisances. And actually, before he could offer obeisances, the Baba was offering obeisances. He's lived at Govardhan all through, and he chants 64 rounds, you know, very super elevated devotee. And he's offering obeisances to Sachinandan Maharaj, and Sachinandan Maharaj was feeling, don't offer obeisances to me. So anyway, as this Baba was offering obeisances, a bunch of monkeys came and attacked him and actually bit him pretty badly. And he didn't retaliate in any way. And Sachinandan Maharaj was trying to tell him, Baba, these monkeys are very dangerous. You know, get away, do something, throw a stone or, you know, do something. And his response was, you know, they're not dangerous. I am dangerous. Because they were born at Govardhan. You know, they are very elevated living entities. But, you know, I'm here, you know, I have a false ego. And so anyway, that was his humility, and his tolerance was just that he didn't retaliate for little things. This was a big thing here. But we retaliate for little things. We defend for little things. So anyway, that's something that we can practice. Tolerance of, you know, just things that others do, and tolerance of our environment, and so on. And in that way, we can practice humility. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends three steps to cultivating humility. Very simple steps. And we can practice them. So he says, when something disturbing happens, just take a pause. Stop. Don't react right away. The tendency is to immediately flip out. Don't do that. Just pause. You can flip out after some time if you need to. But just pause for the minute. they say count five. But, you know, count five doesn't have a higher shelter. But we have a spiritual perspective. So stop. And see if you can move to a higher platform. Yeah, and we're going to try to do a little meditation after this. See if you can move to a higher platform. Just consider for a moment who you are, who the other person is, what we are here in this world for. Just pause a little bit. And then act on their spiritual platform. Seems really simple, right? Three simple steps. We can try to practice, and maybe we will feel the difference. So what I wanted to do is humility meditation, if you will. Because humility means basically freedom from false ego. And ultimately, it's the false ego that's the cause of all the disturbances in our life and the cause of all the anarthas. We have to go beyond the bodily conception of life. Maharaj was reading or speaking this morning from text 241. He was saying, what is the highest perfection of life? He was saying, what does Prabhupada say in the purport? Who remembers what Maharaj said? Huh? Renunciation of material conception of life, precisely. Yeah. Material desires are part of that. So material conception of life begins with our, you know, bodily conception, thinking that, you know, we are the body. Right? That's where it all starts. So as long as we have bodily conception of life, you know, we're going to act under false ego. So I want to do a little humility meditation to try to see if we can chant without the bodily conception of life. A crash course in getting beyond the body. So, all of you, please sit straight. Sit in a comfortable position. I know it's post-lunch, people are sleepy, but let's try. Here's Haridas Thakur. If we can have like soft harmonium, that'll be nice. So I want you to close your eyes and please take some deep breaths and just notice your breath. Take some really deep breaths and shake off your sleep first. Pranayama is good for shaking off the sleep. Some people are falling asleep. Just become very peaceful. Don't forget that safe deposit box. Don't need to worry about anything. Just put all your complaints and worries and anxieties in that box just for some time. Just be peaceful. And watch your breath. Observe how the air is coming into your body and it's going out. The air is coming in and it's going out, and you're not the air. Now, bring your attention to the cloth that's covering your body. Feel the cloth on your skin, touching your skin. And become aware that the cloth is not you. It's only a covering. Now, feel your body. Become aware of your arms and legs. You sitting on the floor, your body touching the floor. And become aware that you're also not the body. Continue breathing, observe your ingoing breath and outgoing breath. And again, you're not the air. You're not the cloth that's covering the body. And you're also not the body. Now, go to your thoughts, if you're thinking anything at all. The thoughts are coming and going. and they're also not you. That's just a part of the subtle body. The real you is an eternal part of Krishna. You are an eternal soul, a servant of Krishna, but a lost servant. Long ago, you left the spiritual kingdom and you came into this material world. Please repeat. O Ananta, O Hari, I've been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I've been swimming and swimming, but I've not found the end of this great and fathomless ocean. When I was drowning, I cried out in distress, "Help! Someone please rescue me." At that time, you came. And as I understood that your lotus feet are the shore of the ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. O Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me, you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient of mercy. So, from this position, you can chant. No, don't repeat. From this position, let's chant Krishna's holy name for 2 minutes. Anish Prabhu, soft kirtan.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Bring your full attention to the first Hare as you're chanting. Full attention. Hare is the internal energy of Krishna. So if we can contact the internal energy, Hare is Radharani. You can access Krishna through that. So bring your full attention to the first Hare, and that'll give you attention as you go along the mantra. Try it. It's a technique, but it works. Krishna, by serving you constantly, one is freed from material desires and one is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your eternal, permanent servant and always feel joyful in having such a fitting master? So please chant again with full attention, with the mood of being the spirit soul, wanting that position of service again in relationship with Krishna. Please accept me. That can be your mood. You can chant. Offender and therefore always punishable. I have all the bad qualities and I'm guilty of committing hundreds and thousands of offenses. I'm drowning in this terrible ocean of material existence. I've lost my way and even the desire to find the path. Oh, Hari, I've taken shelter of your lotus feet out of fear. Please accept me. Your vow is that you'll definitely liberate anyone who takes shelter of you. So I take shelter of you by chanting. So you can go a little faster. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Chant from your heart. Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
You can go a little faster if you like and then just continue the kirtan. We can continue the meditation for the next half hour. Yeah, that's fine. I'll tell it.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Sing from your heart.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Yeah.